The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Technology and Innovations. Red, yellow, green, and white? Smarter vehicles could mean big changes for the traffic light. Researchers are exploring ways to use features in modern cars, such as GPS, to make traffic safer and more efficient. Eventually, the upgrades could do away entirely with the red, yellow, and green lights of today, ceding control to driverless cars. Henry Liu, a civil engineering professor who is leading a study through the University of Michigan, said the rollout of a new traffic signal system could be a lot closer than people realize. "The pace of artificial intelligence progress is very fast, and I think it's coming," he said. "The advent of connected and automated vehicles, though, has presented a world of new possibilities for traffic signals." Among those reimagining traffic flows is a team at North Carolina State University led by Ali Hajbabaye, an associate engineering professor. Rather than doing away with today's traffic signals, Hajbabaye suggests adding a fourth light, perhaps a white one, to indicate when there are enough autonomous vehicles, or AVs, on the road to take charge and lead the way. "When we get to the intersection, we stop if it's red, and we go if it's green," said Hajbabaye, whose team used model cars small enough to hold. "But if the white light is active, you just follow the vehicle in front of you. The key would be making sure that it's universally adopted like the current signals are. Using such an approach would be years away, as it would require 40-50% of vehicles on the road to be self-driving in order to work," Hajbabaye acknowledged. Waymo spokesperson Sandy Carr pointed out that the self-driving car subsidiary of Google's parent company launched a fully autonomous ride-sharing service in Los Angeles and Austin, Texas, even without the addition of a fourth traffic light. "While it is good at this early stage of AV development that people are thinking creatively about how to facilitate the safe deployment of safe AVs, policymakers and infrastructure owners should be careful about jumping too soon on AV-specific investments that may turn out to be premature or even unnecessary," Karp said in an email to the Associated Press. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.